Today's daf is Shavuos daf Yud Ches. And we are 13 lines from the bottom of daf Yud Ches Amid Beis, the two dots, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Hasheretz, V'Nelam, Mimenu, V'Chulu. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu B'nei Yisrael, Hanasunu Batzar V'Ashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos Rufu Shalema, for Yor Yoshua ben Chaya Tara, Shloime ben Chaya Leah, Chava Miriam bas Malka Freda, and Yocheved bas Devorah Gittel. So we are still moving along in the first sugya of Maseches Shavuos, stating that today's daf is going to be the last daf of this sugya, a sugya that literally began on daf Beis, goes through daf Yotes. It's all a digression from the core topic of the Masechta. We're learning Maseches Shavuos, yet we've been learning Kachem, and we've been learning all about Yediyah Satoma. Today's daf is another daf related to Yediyah Satoma. And really the introduction to today's daf is so many of the different sugyas that we've already learned. And as a result, today is in some way a little bit of a culmination, some recap vibes of some of what took place over the last few weeks. But as it relates to this specific introduction to today's daf, so, the second perek began, Yediyah Satoma, Shtayim Shein Arb. Those words were also mentioned in the very first Mishnah of the Masechta. What does that mean? It's discussing the laws of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, specifically Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav B'Shoigeg, more specifically Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav B'Shoigeg when there's Yediyah B'Tchila and there's Yediyah B'Soif, where the Torah says in Vayikra Perakeh that this person now, in order to get kapara, would have to bring a carbon chatos, but not your good old-fashioned carbon chatos, rather a carbon oil of a yoyred. And what the Mishnah is saying is that there's two different oifanim of how one can be chai of carbon oil of a yoyred for Tumas Mikdash, and there's two different oifanim how one can be chai of a carbon oil of a yoyred for Tumas Kadoshav. What are the two oifanim? Whether the halama, the shkaga, the shikha, those are all synonyms of each other, was the tumah, or whether it was the mikdash v'kadoshav. In other words, if a person was nichshel in tumas mikdash v'kadoshav because of an oops, right? He did a b'shoigig. But what was that mistake? He forgot that he was tamei. Or whether a person was nichshel in tumas mikdash v'kadoshav, again, because of a mistake. But what was the mistake? He didn't chap he was entering the Beis HaMikdash, or he didn't chap he was eating kachim. In either one of those situations, if you meet all the criteria, the halach is you're going to be chayiv for the carbon oil of a yared. And that's what Yediyah Satoma Shtayin Shein Arba means. There's two examples, two meaning mikdash v'kadoshav, that are more mefurish in the Torah. And that's when the halama was the tumah. And then there's another two, that's the Shehein Arba, and that's where the Halama was, the Mikdash V'Kadoshav. Stating that, we saw several times over that not everybody agrees with this. In fact, the first sugya of the Masechta was Reisha, Rabbi Shmuel, the Sefer Rabbi Akiva, a whole Mutcherai trying to figure out who exactly the author of the Mishnah is, because really this line, Yediyah Satoma Shtayin Shehein Arba, is B'machloike Shnoya. And really, after seeing all these dafin, what we now know is it's the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel darshins v'nelam, and from there he knows that it doesn't matter if the halama is the tumah or if the halama is the mikdash v'kadoshav. Who's his bal plukta? So his primary bal plukta is Rabbi Akiva. I mean, if somebody asked you who's Rabbi Shmuel's bal plukta and you said Rabbi Akiva, I don't think you got the answer to that question wrong, because the Gemara makes such a big deal about this machloikis Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva. But what we saw at the end of the Mishnah on Daf Yudal Amidbeis is that it's not only Rabbi Akiva that was mechulik with Rabbi Shmuel, it was Rabbi Eliezer as well. In fact, the Gemara brought that Sai Rabbi Eliezer and Sai Rabbi Akiva hold that the only time a person is going to be chayiv carbon oil of a yoyret is if the halama was the tumah, not if it was the mikdash v'kadoshav. And they both learned it out from sukkim. Not only did they both learn it out from sukkim, but they learned it out from different sukkim. And really, the first part of today's daf is going to focus on the two respective drushes of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. Additionally, the Gemara is going to want to know my benayo. Is there a nafkamina? And im timtzel loymar there is, what is the nafkamina? At the end of the day, they both arrived in the same place. They both said that the only time this tumas mikdash v'kadoshav is if the halama was the tumah, not if the halama is mikdash v'kadoshav. They don't darsh v'nelam, shtei pomim, like Rabbi Yishmael did. They are not the Tana of the Mishnah, Yediyas HaTumah, Shtayin Shein Arba. Why? It's based on drashas. Question is, what are those drashas? Is there a nafkamina between those two drashas? What would be the other tzad? Mashmo is darshan ikebeinayu. We're going to see. That was the opinion of the great Rabbi Yochanan in today's daf. And if there is a nafkamina, it's not just mashmo is darshan. What is the nafkamina? So let's just chazer over. What were the drashas? So really, both drashas were coming from the same pasuk. Again, this is primarily playing itself out in Vayikra Perakeh. And this is Perakeh pasuk base. The Torah says, "Oy nefesh asher tigah b'chol davar tameh." If there's going to be a person and he's going to touch a davar tameh, "Oy b'nivlas chayat tameh," or he touches the nevel of a chayat tameh, "Oy b'nivlas behemet tameh," or he touches the nevel of a behemet tameh, "Oy b'nivlas sheretz tameh," or he touched the nevel of a sheretz that's tameh. "V'nelam imenu," and then he forgot about it. "V'hu tameh," and he was tameh. "V'ashem," and he sinned. What was the sin? Mikdash v'kadoshav. Right. So the Torah goes on, gives all the halachis of the carbon oil of a yoyret. Sai Reb Eliezer and Sai Reb Yakiva darshened this pasuk in the same way, albeit from a different angle. Reb Eliezer darshened that it says in the Torah, "Oy ben nivlas sheretz tameh," and then it says afterwards, "Vinela mimenu." What it sounds like is that the only time vinela mimenu is going to trigger a carbon oil of a yoyret is if the nelam was ben nivlas sheretz tameh. He forgot that he had come in contact with a sheretz tameh. If that's what the halama was, that's when the person's going to be chayiv. In the words of the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, "Hasheretz v'nela mimenu al herem sheretz chayiv ve'inoy chayiv al helam mikdash." Rabbi Akiva said, "I know it from the next words in the pasuk. It says v'nela mimenu v'hu tameh v'asham." Says Rabbi Akiva, "Al helam tuma chayiv ve'inoy chayiv al helam mikdash." So again, it's mamish playing itself out in the same words. "Oy ben nivlas sheretz tameh v'nela mimenu v'hu tameh v'asham." Rabbi Eliezer says, "Oy ben nivlas sheretz tameh v'nela mimenu." Oh, sheretz tameh v'nela mimenu. The halama would have to be the tuma sheretz. Rabbi Akiva says, "V'nela mimenu v'hu tameh v'asham." No, the halama would have to be the tuma. So again, these drushes are eerily similar to each other. By the way, they both seem at first glance to yield the same result, and that is a person's only chayiv carbon oil v'yoyret for halama's tuma. He's not chayiv carbon oil v'yoyret for halama's mikdash v'kadoshav. Stating that the heftza of the drusha is not the same thing. One is, "Oy ben nivlas sheretz tameh v'nela mimenu." The halama has to be on the nivlas sheretz tameh. The other is v'nela mimenu v'hu tameh v'ashem, that the halama has to be on the tuma. V'nelam is being gedarshened on what it says prior, or v'nelam is being gedarshened for what it says subsequent to. Either way, these are the two respective drashes. And as we mentioned, the Gemara begins with the obvious question, and that is, "My Beinayu, what is the nafkamina between Shitas Rabbi Eliezer and Shitas Rabbi Akiva?" Amar Chizkiya, so Chizkiya said, "Sheretz v'nevelo ika Beinayu." There is a nafkamina. The nafkamina is sheretz v'nevelo. What does that mean? Rabbi Eliezer, Sabra Rabbi Eliezer holds, "Be'ina nadi yoda, ibe sheretz itmi, ibe nevelo itmi." So the only time a person is chayiv carbon oil over yoyret is if there was yediyah betchila and there was yediyah besoif. The way Rashi is mefarish this part of the Gemara, we're discussing the yediyah betchila. Rabbi Eliezer holds that the only time a yediyah betchila is considered a yediyah, so that if there's a halam and a yediyah besoif, he would be chayiv oil over yoyret, is if the yediyah was ibe sheretz itmi, ibe nevela itmi. Rabbi Akiva holds like be'inan adi yoda. You don't have to know mamish on that level. The kivan the yoda, the itma be'olam, as long as you know that you came in contact with tuma, epes vos atum in the world, like tzorich ibe sheretz itmi, ibe nevela itmi, it's not going to matter whether you knew that you became tame because you came in contact with a sheretz, or you knew you became tame because you came in contact with a nevela. In other words, there is a nafkamina, there's a major nafkamina, and the nafkamina is not so much in the halama, it is. But the nekuda, just to understand it, is not in what halama you have to have, but it's in what yediyah you would have had to have had prior to the halama. According to Rabbi Eliezer, what the Torah is saying is, what was the halama? It was benivla sheretz tamei v'nal mimenu. You forgot that you came in contact with the sheretz. Oh, michla lava tashemeya hein, that the yediyah that you had to have prior was that you came in contact with the nivla sheretz tamei. And if you know that you were tamei, but you don't know how you became tamei, you don't know if it was through a sheretz, whether it was through a nevela, that's not considered yediyah betchila. If it's not yediyah betchila, you're not going to be chayiv korban oil v'yoyed. According to Rabbi Akiva, the drosh of enelam has nothing to do with the word sheretz. It's v'enelam imenevu tamei. As long as you know that you were tamei prior to the halama, that's considered yediyah satumah, then you're going to be chayiv korban oil v'yoyed. So who said this? Chizkiyah said this. Said the Gemara v'chein amar Ula. Ula said the same thing. Sheretz v'nevela ikbeinayo. That the nafkamina between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva is this shiloh. Whether you would have to have yediyah that it was tumas sheretz, tumas nevela, or as long as you have a yediyah that there was some tumah, that would be enough. How do you know Ula said this? So Pasha would say, I don't know, because Ula said it. But the Gemara is saying, I'll tell you how I know it. Meaning Ula never walked into Beis Medrash and said, my beinayo, ikke beinayo. But rather, Ula had talked a little bit about Shitas Rabbi Eliezer, and it's muchach, beyond a reasonable doubt, from his discussion in Shitas Rabbi Eliezer that he must have understood Rabbi Eliezer the way Chizki understood it. So what's this discussion that Ula had regarding Rabbi Eliezer? The Ula Rami, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer, Mishani, because Ula once asked the Stira between two Shitas Rabbi Eliezer, one of which are ours, and he answered it. What was the Stira? So Ula talking. Me, I'm Rabbi Eliezer, bin Adiyada, Ibn Sheretz, Itmi, Ibn Avela, Itmi. Does Rabbi Eliezer hold that when it comes to Yediyah Satuma, it's not enough that you know that you were Tomei, but you have to know Ibn Sheretz, Itmi, Ibn Avela, Itmi? By the way, if you stop right here, this is where you see that Ula understood Rabbi Eliezer in that way, right? It's beforeish. Who said Rabbi Eliezer said Adiyada, Ibn Sheretz, Itmi, Ibn Avela, Itmi? Rabbi Eliezer never said that. All Rabbi Eliezer said was one thing. Al Helem, Tomohu, Chayev, Veine Chayev, Al Helem, Mikdash, right? Those are the all the words of Rabbi Eliezer. The Teretz is, because my beinayu, ikke beinayu, you see clearly Ula holds like Chizkiyah. But either way, we're going to bring the whole Ula. So again, Ula said, is it true that Rabbi Eliezer holds Adiyadi Ibn Sheretz Itmi, Ibn Avela Itmi, but otherwise it's not going to be considered a Yediyah? For a mini, I'll ask you a kasha. Omer Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said, now this for a mini is from a Mishnah Masechtas Krisos, which is dealing with the regular laws of Chatas, not Korban Oil V'Yoy, right? But rather it's dealing with the regular laws of Chatas. What's a regular chata? Someone does an aver b'shagit that had he done b'mezid, he would have been chayiv karis. The halach is that he has to bring a carbon chatas. Now, just one thing that's kedai to speak out, and that is that even though there's a halach of yediyas hatoma, right? Yediyah betchila, yediyah b'soy, that's only true as it relates to carbon oil v'yayir. It's exeris hakasav in the sugyas of oil v'yayir. When it comes to a regular chatas kvua, a good old-fashioned chatas, a chatas chelev, chatas dam, etc., etc., you don't have that yedin of yediyah betchila, right? So even though we're shtelling to a Rebbe Eliezer in the sugi v'diyah betchila, to Rebbe Eliezer who's going to say something regarding a karpen chatas, besides for the obvious difference between the two sugyas, one's oil v'yayir and the other one is a regular chatas, but there's also this other difference that the whole sugi of Rebbe Eliezer, v'diyah betchila, is not even something that's applicable to this Mishnah in Krisis because it's dealing with a regular chatas. But either way, we're just going to want one piece. So said Ula. Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said in this Mishnah Masechtas Krisos, Monafshach chelev achal chayev, noisar achal chayev. So the case is where somebody knows that he ate either chelev b'shoigik or noisar b'shoigik. He's just not sure which one. So he knows he did a terrible aveira, and he knows he did a b'shoigik. And he knows monafshach, he has to bring a carbon chatas. But at the same time, he doesn't know what it was. So said Rabbi Eliezer, in that case, monafshach, right? Manav Shach is a real svara. Chelav achal chayev, noisar achal chayev. Or Shabbos chil al chayev, Yom Kippur chil al chayev. Meaning, person's not sure. Can't remember. Was I mechal Shabbos or was I mechal Yom Kippur? He knows it's one. He was able to narrow it down to the two holiest days of the year. But he's not 100% sure which one it was. Or Ishtoy Nida ba'al chayev, achoysay ba'al chayev. He's not sure if he was ba'al Ishtoy Nida b'shagig, or if he was ba'al achoysay b'shagig. Either way, says Rabbi Eliezer, what's the difference? Manav Shach. Right? Those are literally his words. Yechayv chatas. And as a result, you're going to bring a chatas. Amaloi. Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua told him, Harei Yoimer, it says in the Torah, Oy hoida elav chatasoy asher chata ba. And we learn from the word ba. This is in the parsha of the chatas. Achivada l'cha b'machata. That the only time you are going to be chay is if you know exactly what the chet was. But if you have a suffix, even if there's a memonav shach, that's not enough for you to be able to bring a carbon chatas. And it's based on exeris hakasav. So what's machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shua in this Mishnah increases? Someone did an avera. He's not 100% sure what he did, but he knows for sure that it's an Aveira, Shez Doinoi Karis, and that he did it B'Shoyke. He doesn't know if he ate Chelev or Noiser. Was he Mechal Shabbos or Yom Kippur? Was he Baal Ishtoi Nida or was he Baal Achoyser? Either way, this person right now is Chai V'Chatas, right? Because he did it B'Shoyke. According to Rabbi Eliezer, one of Shachi, Chai V'Chatas, bring a carbon Chatas. Rabbi Shua says, I have a Joshua. Unless you know exactly what the Chet was, you're not going to be Chai to bring. Said Ula, at first glance, I see a stira here between the two Rebbe Eliezers. Why? Rebbe Eliezer holds that when it comes to Yediyas HaTumah, so the idea that you have to have Betchila in order to be Chayiv a Karban Oil of Yoyrei has to be a very specific deal. You have to know Ibesheretz Itmi, Ibn Avela Itmi. Yet when it comes to the idea that you have to have in order to be Chayiv a Karban Chatos, there, Rebbe Eliezer holds, as long as there's a Mamon of Shach, that's going to be enough. So do you have to have this nuanced idea, or do you not have to have this nuanced idea? When it comes to idea B'tchil Avayla V'yayr, Rebbe Eliezer holds you do. When it comes to idea that you have to have for a Karban Chatas, Rebbe Yeshua holds you do, but Rebbe Eliezer holds you not. So Ula Rami, Ula has to see. Now, it's not Mamish Astira, right? Why is it not Mamish Astira? Because one is the Sugya Avayla V'yayr, the other one is the Sugya of Chatas. That's number one. Also, one is talking about the idea B'tchila, and the other one's talking about the idea of Besaif, right? We said Rashi's Mefarish, the Sugya of Mai Beinayo, Iki Beinayo. It's talking about the idea of Betchila, which is a unique halach in Oil of Yoyer. There's no shaykhis to the Sugya of the Chatas Kavu. But there is a din yediyah when it comes to Oil of Yoyer, the din yediyah Betchila. There's a din yediyah Besaif when it comes to Chatas. And by the way, it's not just obviously you have to know. The Torah says, Oyhoida Eilav Chatasai. So there's a din yediyah there too. And yet, Rabbi Eliezer, Shulchan Aruch, of what a yediyah is when it comes to Oil of Yoyer and what the idea is when it comes to Chatas, seems to be different, and this was Ula Stir Umeshani. What was Ula's teretz? He said, no, it's all based on Psukim. Hossam over there, it says Asher Chata. It says the word Asher Chata. Oyhide Elav Chatosai Asher Chata. And then it says, Behavi, you should go ahead and bring the Karban Chatos. Amar Rachmana Chet Kosher. Meaning, what we learn from Asher Chata Behavi is that the Torah is saying that as long as you're aware of a Chet, right? As long as you're aware of a chet, oyhoida elav chatosai vehevi, it doesn't say, oyhoida elav chatosai ashechata. Ashechata is coming to be marbet, but as long as you know that you sinned, that would be enough for you right now to have to bring a carbon chatas. But as it relates to the oylevi yoyrei mechti, let's take a look at the pasuk. Siv, it says, v'chol davar tamei, oy ben nivlas sheretz tamei lamali. Those words, oy ben nivlas sheretz tamei are extra. Shema mina, you know what those words are coming to teach me? Adiyad, ibe sheretz itmi, ibn avela itmi. It's coming to teach me this halacha. No, there's ulas teretz, there's a pashta Teretz. That I hear, it's true. The way Rabbi Eliezer comes out by the Elavir is different than the way he comes out by the Chatas Kavua. But it's all based on Jerushas. When it comes to the Chatas Kavua, it says, Asher Chata, that's extra, the heavy. So as long as you know you were Chaita, that's enough for you to bring a carbon Chatas. When it comes to the Elavir, the words, Oy Benifel Sheret Stame, are extra words, right? If you go through the Pasuk, it's takafani, right? Oy Nefesh Asher Tiga Bechol Dover Tame. Oy Benifel Chayet Meya, Oy Benifel Behemet Meya, Oy Benifel Sheret Stame. I mean, I understand. You were Tame, Vanella me men of Utame Vashem. So why do we even need that? Oh, it's extra to teach me a din. What's the din? You have to know. Ibn Sheretz Itmi, Ibn Vela Itmi. But what's the bottom line? What do we want from this? We just want one thing. We want that Ula obviously understood Rabbi Eliezer the same way Chizkiah did, because again, Ula's whole stira is predicated on the fact Rabbi Eliezer holds you have to know in Yediyas HaTumah, Ibesheretz Itmi, Ibn Avela Itmi. It doesn't say it anywhere in the words of Rabbi Eliezer. The teretz is, he came to it backwards. Mai Beinayu, Iki Beinayu, which is exactly what Chizkiah said. So that's what the Gemara is saying. Chizkiah is the first mahalach in Mai Beinayu, Sheretz Nevel Ike Beinayu, Chizkiah said it Bok Tzener, he said it Mefurish, V'chein Omar Ula, De Ula Rami, to Rabbi Eliezer, to Rezal Meshani, from that shock of attire that Ula had in Rabbi Eliezer, it's something that we know as well. Now, what is the Makar to Rabbi Eliezer? Meaning, what's coming out is that there's a real Ike Beinayu between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. Do you have to know in the idea betchila b'sheretz itmi oy b'nevela itmi? According to Rabbi Eliezer, you do. According to Rabbi Akiva, you don't. Which means that there's a real machlokes going on here between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. Meaning Rabbi Eliezer holds that from the fact that it says oy b'nevela sheretz tami v'nal mimero, that means you have to have had yediyah betchila b'sheretz itmi oy b'nevela itmi. Which means that Rabbi Akiva now is going to be forced to be doicha the makar of Rabbi Eliezer, right?
If the Ikebe Nayu is, I don't know, Rabbi Eliezer darshan this way, Rabbi Kiva darshan that way. So then, Rabbi Kiva is not necessarily mechuyev to be miyashev in the sugya. Why you didn't learn like Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer didn't learn like Rabbi Akiva. I don't know, maybe there are two plausible ways to darshan the same thing. But now what's coming out is a grace in afkamina la'alocha. So really, al Rabbi Akiva, liyashev, why he didn't learn like Rabbi Eliezer, and didn't come out with Rabbi Eliezer's nafkamina la'alocha. And just to say it a little bit better, Ula, when he was Mishani, he explained Rabbi Eliezer a little bit better. He said the words Oy b'nivel sheretz tomei are extra. And because they're extra, must be coming to teach me something. It's coming to teach me this halacha. You have to have yediyah, ibe sheretz itmi, ibe nevel itmi. L'chayra, Rabbi Eliezer's tiny good. Rabbi Akiva, aren't those words extra? And if those words are extra, you too should darshan that the idea of betchila should have to be ibesheret sent to me, even available with me. That's what the Gemara means when it says Rabbi Akiva, right? Rabbi Akiva, aren't those words extra? So why are you learning not like Rabbi Eliezer? So the Gemara says they are extra, but you can't learn anything from it. And the reason is because I the boy lamichta behema v'chaya, look at the Rabbi, because being that the words of oy benivlas chayet meya. Oy benivlas behemet meya were already darshened likid the Rebbe. So who's this likid the Rebbe? You would think the Gemara would tell us who Rebbe is, but the Gemara doesn't feel it has to tell it to us because Rashi says we already had Rebbe l'il dav zayin amaral. So the Gemara, the first parak, already darshened those words. So kasev nami sheretz. So once we're mentioning the word behemot, even though you don't really have to, and the word chay, even though you don't really have to, because you do have to because of the drasha. So once you mention two, you could throw in a third, and there's a precedent for that. Meaning in the midrash I turn to justice behem, if you're going to mention two things that really would not have had to have been mentioned, but you're mentioning them, l'drasha, so then we'll throw in another thing as well. What is the precedent? Kedetana devei Rabbi Shmuel, right? The yeshiva of Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel himself is the makar to so many of the midrash atarin adrashas ben. We know the shloish esrei midas, but there's more than that as well. But either way, the Tana, Rabbi Shmuel, kol parsha shenemra v'nishnis, lo'i nishnis, ela b'shvil, dovash enes chadish ba. That sometimes we'll repeat a whole parsha in the Torah, as long as there's one chiddush over here. And being that there is a chiddush, behema v'chayo, l'kid the Rabbi, so we'll mention sheretz, even though there isn't necessarily anything that's coming out specifically from the word sheretz. But either way, Rabbi Kiva didn't feel meshubit to darshan the word sheretz, because he felt that Enochanami, there's no grace of chiddush in this parsha, but there is a dover shenes chadish ba. It could be there are things that are mentioned that are not really chiddushim in and of themselves because of that dover shenes chadish ba. One other thing that needs to be worked out in terms of crossing the T's and dotting the I's, and that's Rabbi Eliezer haibah mayavadai. Right, so we mentioned Bederek Agav in the Ula Rami, the machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua regarding a regular carbon chatas. According to Rabbi Eliezer, if you know yechayiv chatas memonav shach, you bring a chatas, according to Rabbi Yeshua, you have to know exactly what the aver was, and he learned it from the word ba. So Rabbi Eliezer didn't darshan the word ba. So says the Gemara of Rabbi Eliezer, hai ba, my avalei pralamasas. He uses the word ba to be memai, someone that's not a shoigeg, but someone that's a masasik. What's the difference between a shoigeg and a masasik? A shoigeg is always someone that knows what he's doing. There's just some sort of halama. He's an Eimer Mutter, he doesn't chap that he's in the Beis HaMikdash, doesn't chap his tummy, doesn't chap it's Shabbos, right? A Mesazik is someone that's minding his own business. He doesn't even have das to do the Maisa for which he would be Chayiv, the Oynish. That's a lesser Darga than Shoigig. Incidentally, there's a long Rashi here. It's the second Rashi on the Amid that gets involved in some specific Beispiels of what exactly a Mesazik is. But either way, Rabbi Eliezer holds that the Miut of the Din Misasik is actually from this word ba, which is a huge halach in the sugis of chatas, right? Pratla Misasik, Shoigig and Misasik on some level are very similar, stating that we know Misasik is very, very different. How does Rabbi Eliezer know Misasik is different? That's how he knows it. Either way. So again, the question was, my beinayu between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva, two joshes in the Mishnah, and the Gemara said, Chizkiya v'cheino mar'ula, the nafkamina is, in terms of the yediyah betchila. Rabbi Eliezer sava be'inan adiyada, yibesheretz itmi, ibn avela itmi, Rabbi Akiva sava, all you have to know is that you were tamei. That's the first malach in the sukkah. Second malach is Rabbi Yechanan Amar, Rabbi Yechanan said, mashmo is darshan ikke beinayu, which in English means there is no nafkamina. Stuck in no nafkamina. There's no nafkamina, just two tanam that were learning up a pasuk, and Rabbi Akiva came to it this way, Rabbi Eliezer came to it that way. And really, in terms of nafkamina la'alocha, there is no nafkamina la'alocha. Rav Sheshes said the same thing. Mashmo is darshan ikebe nayo. Now, Just like when the Gemara said Vechein Amar Ula, it wasn't a Mefurish Ula. The Vechein Amar Rav Sheshes, not Mefurish Rav Sheshes either. So how do you know Rav Sheshes held Mashmoy Starshan Ikebe Nayud? Rav Sheshes Machlif to Rabbi Yezer, Rabbi Kiva, Kiva Rabbi Yezer. Because Rav Sheshes, sometimes he would get up and he would give shir, and he would say, Rabbi Yezer holds this way, Rabbi Kiva holds that way. And then Rav Sheshes would get up and he'd give shir, he said, Rabbi Kiva holds this way, Rabbi Yezer holds that way. And it was very funny. I mean, Rabbi Akiva is interchanging Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. And Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva, which is not something you can do, by the way, right? Because in the world of Klali Apsak, Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti and Alochek Rabbi Akiva Mechaveru. So they're literally two opposite ends of the spectrum when it comes to the weight that their statements carry in Shas from a halachic perspective. So you can't just interchange Adolo Yoda bin Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Akiva. That's not okay. The Teretz is, yeah, there was no nafkabin alalach. It was Mashmoyis, Darshan, Ikebeina. So if you just look at the symmetry of the first part of that, it was very geschmack, right? The Gemara said, my beinayu, between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. Chizkiya said, Mefurish, I have a grace enough nafkabin alalach. V'cheino mar Ula, not mefurish, but it's implied from something that Ula said. The second mahalach was Rabbi Yochanan, who's about plukt of Chizki and Shas. Rabbi Yochanan said, Mashmoy Stosh and Ikbenayu, there is no nafkemino lahalacha. V'cheino mar Rav Sheshes, it's implied from something that Rav Sheshes said, or in this case, Rav Sheshes flaked Zogin. Because Rav Sheshes machlif, the Rabbi Eliezer, the Rabbi Akiva, with Rabbi Akiva, the Rabbi Eliezer. Zogtim, Rabbi Menei Rav, Rav Nachman. Rav asked Rav Nachman the following question. Helim zev zev yodei mahu. So up until now, we've been talking primarily about Helim Tumah, Helim Mikdash V'Kadoshav, Yediyas HaTumah Shtayin Shein Arba, doesn't matter what the Alama was, Rabbi Akiva is the Baal Plukta, it's Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer, the Tanakhama, the Mishnah, Rabbi Yishmael, right? We're putting names to the faces. But now the Shaila is something else. What would be if the person had Beida Halamas? It was Helim Zeh V'Zeh B'Yadah. So it was a Helim Tumah and Helim Mikdash V'Kadoshav. What would be the Halach? This is what Rabbi asked Rabbi Nachman. So he told him. Now, obviously, his question is a question according to who? It's a question according to Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. Meaning, if you hold that the halama has to be halamas tumah, so what would be if there was halamas tumah and there was halamas mikdash v'kadosh? On the one hand, there's halamas tumah, so based on that, you should be chayiv karbon oil v'yarit. Maybe there's a din that if the halama is on the mikdash v'kadosh, you're not chayiv karbon oil v'yarit. So if it's helam zev zev v'yadu, what's the halacha? So he told him, Hari helam tumah v'yadu v'chayiv. He says, what do you mean? There was a helam tumah. Because there's also a hell of mikdash v'kadoshav. Why should that make it worse? But he told him back, did Rava, Adir Rabba, Harei hell of mikdash v'yadir, Potter. I can make the opposite argument. I could say at the end of the day, there's a hell of mikdash. And being that there's a hell of mikdash, maybe it should be Potter. I'm Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi said, Ani Achria. Chazinon, let's see. Imi tuma kaparish, Harei hell of tumla b'yadir v'chayif. If this person would be Pirish because of Tumah, then it's considered a Helam Tumah, you're going to be Chayiv. So what does that mean? It means if you would go over to this person, you would tell him, you know that you're Tumah, meaning this person was Tumah, he entered the Beis HaMikdash, and you would tell him, you're Tumah. If he would tell you, Oyvei, right? He would be Pirish, and let me run ahead of Beis HaMikdash, or Beis HaMikdash, and he goes B'derech Tzara, and he doesn't bow down, and he's not Shoyah to make a coffee. He goes running at us as fast as he could. Also, if that's the case, if he's Pirish because of Yediyas HaTumah, well then that's a raya that it was a Helam Tumah and he's going to be Chayef. Imi Mikdash Kaparish. If, however, the preacher would be Mikdash, meaning you tell me, you know you're in the Beis HaMikdash right now. I said, oh, you say this is the Beis HaMikdash. I mean, I saw his fancy, I saw his fires, I saw his blood flying. I didn't chap him in the Beis HaMikdash, right? And that's what would cause him to leave. Well, Mikdash Beyadis, that's considered a Helam Mikdash. Upater, he's going to be pot. This is what Rav Ashi said. I'm the Ravina Rav Ashi. So Ravina told Rav Ashi, he says, I don't hear this so much. Why? Because Klum Parish me Mikdash, Elo Mishum Tumah. Klum Parish me Tumah, Elo Mishum Mikdash. What does this mean? Let's say that they told the person, you know, you're Tomei. And then he was Pirish. Lav Davka, he was Pirish because he had forgotten that he was Tomei. And now when you told him he's Tomei, he chapped he was Tomei. It could be the Halama really was the Mikdash. But when you told him you're Tomei, he said, I know I'm Tomei. Why are you telling me you're Tomei, right? Oh, probably because I'm doing something a Tomei person's not supposed to do. What am I doing that a Tomei person's not supposed to do? I'm in the Beis HaMikdash. Oi, I'm in the Beis HaMikdash. He ran away. And the same is true. If you tell the person you're in the Beis HaMikdash, why are you telling me in the Beis HaMikdash? Oh, right, because I'm Tomei. The bottom line is, from the fact that he's Pirish from Tumah is not a riot that Talama was Tumah, and vice versa. Elo Loishna, you have to say Loishna. What does Loishna mean? One word, Rashi Upatim. Meman of Shach, you're going to be Potter. Interesting. So if it's a Helam Zev, Zev, Yodoy, Meman of Shach, not Chayiv. which I could have heard, Memanovshach, you're going to be potter, and there's no giloy from whether or not the oops came from revealing to him that he's tamei, or the oops came from revealing to him that he was in the Beis HaMikdash. Incidentally, we will mefarish the Gemara exactly where Rashi is mefarish. We just balpeh read like four or five Rashis. Take a look at Tosfos, Dibra Maschel, Hari Helam Tuma Biyadei V'Chayev, Hari Helam Mikdash Biyadei U'Potter, Tosfos brings Rabbeinu Tam, a hold of him Shan in the Sugya, Om Rav Ashi, Chazinan Imi Tuma Kaparish. There's a lot of Tosfosing going on where Tosfos doesn't really understand Rashi so much. But either way, this is Shitas Rashi in terms of Pashup Shan and the Gemara. Moving along. Again, this is all going to come to a little bit of a head. Tanu Rabbanon. We learned in a Braisa, Shnei Shvilin. So anytime you say Shnei Shvilin, you know we're about to go down a path, pun intended, of a serious sugya. So there were two Shvilin, right? There were two paths. It's not like we're about to take a stroll somewhere on a perfect weather day. No, we're about to engage in tumah, and we have to roll our sleeves up. So there were two shvilim, echad tamei ve'echad tar. One of the shvilim was tamei, and the other shvil was tar. Fact, right? So there were two roads. One of the roads had tumah in it, which means that if a person would pass down that path, he's guaranteed that he's tamei. And the other one was tar. V'halach berishayin, a person walked on the first path, v'loy nichnas, and he did not enter the Beis HaMikdash. Good. V'sheni, then he walked on the second path, v'nichnas, and he entered the Beis HaMikdash. So the halacha is, chayiv, now he's going to be chayiv, tumas mikdash v'kadoshav, for the halachas of a carbon oil. So again, there were two paths. One had tumah, the other one didn't have tumah. No one knows which one is which. This person walked on one, then he walked on the other. Which means, Mamanavshach, this person's tamei, right? It's pretty easy. And he knows it. He knows he walked on the two paths, and he knows that Mamanavshach is tamei. Then he forgot about the tumah. He entered the Beis HaMikdash. He came out and he remembered, says the Braisa, you're going to be chayiv for Tumas Mikdash for Kodesh. And by the way, it seems very, very obvious. Now we'll see, in the Braisa, not everyone's going to agree with this, and when the Gemara is going to dissect the Braisa, the Gemara's knee-jerk reaction is going to be, how could you disagree with this? I mean, Mamanavshach, this person's tamei. Now, Grada, he's only tamei Mamanavshach. But at the end of the day, the person is for sure tummy. Okay, holach berishon, what would be if this person went on the first path, the nichnas, and he entered the Beis HaMikdash? Okay, now, when he was holach berishon, and he entered the Beis HaMikdash, essentially he had entered the Beis HaMikdash in a state of sofik tumah. Hizo, when he left the Beis HaMikdash, he said, you know something, I know I might be tamei. Let me get rid of my tumah. So he's a paraduma, v'shana, right? B'yem ha'shlishu, b'yem ha'shvini, b'shvi, v'tovel, and then he was tovel, meaning he made himself 100% tar. And then he rinsed and repeated, literally. He went, and he walked down the second shvil, and v'nichnas, and he was nichnas again. And by the way, there was yediya and halama, right? You just have to conform this with the basic Shulchan Aruch of how an oil b'yeri goes. So the halach is, chayev, here too, this person is going to be chayev a carbon oil of the yard. And why is he going to be chayiv a carbon oil of the yard? Because Memanavshach, he entered the Beis HaMikdash in the state of Tumah. Right, why was this case different? We'll recap the cases by Pan a second. But why was these two cases, what was unique about the second case? In this case, he had gone down one shvil, entered the Beis HaMikdash, then he was mitayr himself, then he went down the other shvil and entered the Beis HaMikdash. Memanavshach, he was Tomei Mikdash here, because either he became Tomei the first time, thus he was a Tomei Mikdash the first time, or he became Tomei the second time, and he was a Tomei Mikdash the second time. But again, it's the same Memanavshach. Memanavshach, he's Tomei, he knew about the Tumah, then there was a Halama, and then he knew it about it again, and as a result, he's going to be Chayiv to bring a carbon oil. Rav Shimon Poter, Rav Shimon says, in the first case, you're Chayiv, in the second case, you're going to be Potter. Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, Poiter Bikula Mishum Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon Yehuda said, I have a different version of Rav Shimon. I had a Messiah that Rav Shimon held that in both of the cases, right? Kula, in both of the cases, you are going to be Potter. In other words, there are three Shitas. The Shita of the Tanakam is that Yechayev Karbon Oil Yerid in both cases. The Shita of Rav Shimon is Yechayev in the first case, you Potter in the second case. And the Shita of Rav Shimon ben Yehuda Aliba de Rav Shimon, as if there's the Tanakam Aliba de Rav Shimon, and there's Rav Shimon ben Yehuda Aliba de Rav Shimon. The Shita of Rav Shimon ben Yehuda Aliba de Rav Shimon is that you're going to be Potter in the first case, and you're going to be Potter in the second case as well. Okay, now we have to recap these two cases, because really, almost the rest of the daf is going to focus on the cases. So what are these cases? The cases are very, very similar, case one and case two, but there's a nuance that makes all the difference. There were two shvilin. One had tumah in it, the other one did not have tome in it. In the first case, the person walked in both shvilim. He went down the first path and he went down the second path. He's for sure tome. He's for sure tome because he walked down both of these paths. Right, just to explain this, he's just as tome as if he would come in contact with an avela. Right? If somebody comes in contact with an avela, he's tome. Why? Because he came in contact with an avela. This person is tome. Why? Because he came in contact with tuma. Now, grada, I don't know what minute of the day he became tome. Did he become tome at 5 o'clock when he walked down this shvil? Or at 6 o'clock when he walked down that shvil? But since when does that matter? So at the end of the day, the person is for sure tome, no. Less tome than any other case where a person is tome. And as a result, if he knew about it and then forgot about it and entered the Beis HaMikdash and knew about it again, he's a regular Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. And as a result, he L'Chayra would be Chai. But the bottom line is that's the first case, right? The second case is where the person walked down to both paths. After each one of the paths, he entered the Beis HaMikdash. But the Chiluk was, he's a Vishon of a Tavah in between the two. He was made Tahar in between the two walkings of the path. Now, why is this even a sugya if he was mitayer himself in the middle? Because after he walked down the first shvil, he entered the Beis HaMikdash. After he walked down the second shvil, he entered the Beis HaMikdash. And one of the two shvilim are tameh, which means memanav shach, the person was tameh. The nuance is, in the first case, he walked down shvil 1, shvil 2, before he was ever mitayer himself, meaning shvil 1, shvil 2, and then he entered the Beis HaMikdash. In the second case, shvil 1 entered the Beis HaMikdash. In between, this is where it becomes different, he's mitayer himself, shvil 2, and he enters the Beis HaMikdash. But really, theoretically, there's a very similar mamonav shach, because either he entered the Beis HaMikdash tamei when he went the first time, or he entered the Beis HaMikdash tamei when he went the second time. Right? In the first case, he entered the Beis HaMikdash one time, after he had walked down the two paths. In the second case, he entered the Beis HaMikdash twice. There's more suffix in the second case because we don't know which knisa, which bia into the Beis HaMikdash actually was the violation of the laws of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. So again, they're similar, they're a little bit different. What's the bottom line? Three shitas. According to the Tanakhama, Yichayev in the first case, Yichayev in the second case. According to the Tanakhama, Aliba de Reb Shimon, right? There's two shitas in Reb Shimon. So there's the Tanakh, it's not the same Tanakhama as the Tanakhama de Braisa. But the first opinion in shitas Reb Shimon, the Gemara is going to refer to him as the Tanakhama de Reb Shimon. So according to the Tanakhama de Reb Shimon, you're going to be Chayev in the first case, you're going to be Potter in the second case. According to Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, Reb Shimon, you're going to be potter in the first case and you're going to be potter in the second case. Now, at first glance, the sheet of the Tanakama is the most moving. Why not? Meaning, Alech Lahavi Araya, that this person did not violate Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. Now, do we hear the chilik between the first case and the second case? Yes. But who cares? Just because I hear the chilik doesn't mean it makes a difference, right? There's a difference, but doesn't necessarily matter, right? It could be Mashmoy's Darshan, it could be now. It doesn't have to be a Nafkamidah, just be two different cases. But at the end of the day, the Gemara now is going to try to figure out and understand and unlock the secrets of the three Shitas that I mentioned here in this Braisa. Zok the Gemara, working backwards. Who's the third Shita? Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, Poyter Bekulon, Mishum Reb Shimon. So, sometimes the Gemara starts Al Rishon Rishon Val Achron Achron. Sometimes the Gemara goes Tzirik Tzveigs, right? We go Al Achron Rishon Val Rishon Achron. Here, I think the Gemara is starting with the third Shita because it's by far the most Mechudesh Dege Shita. So if you're going to try to tease apart this Braisa, if you want to start with the Milsa Detmiya, it's the sheet of Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, Alibid Reb Shimon, who holds that even in the first case, you're going to be put. Tanakama holds first case Yichayev, the Tanakama Alibid Reb Shimon holds in the first case Yichayev. Reb Shimon ben Yehuda was poite bekulon mishum Reb Shimon, and the Gemara says, bekulon, v'afilu bikamaisa? What? Even in the first case, meman of shach tamehu, he's meman of shach tameh. Right, how in the world could you say that he is going to be potter? Right, look at the top Rashi. V'afilu bikamaisa bitmiya, meman of shach Tomehu, Koidem Shenichnas Hoyotome Vadai, Vidias Vadai Havale Betchila, right? He checks off every single box in the world. Meaning, in the second case, when he entered the Beis HaMikdash, he didn't know for sure yet whether he was Tomei, right? Because we don't know. Here, when he entered the Beis HaMikdash, he was Vadai Tomei, and he knew about it. So what would be the tzad in the world that this should not be a classic case of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav on my Rava? So Rava said there's only one etzah to understand Shitas Rav Shimon ben Yehuda Libid Rav Shimon, and that is you have to make an Akimta in the case. Wow. Hacha b'mayaski, we thought it was a very straightforward case. It's not such a straightforward case. The case is talking about where the person went down the first shvil.
And then he went down the second shvil. However, when he went down the second shvil, shachach shahalach berishon, he forgot that he had walked down the first shvil. Dahavale miktsas yediyah, so that now it's going to be a miktsas yediyah. Meaning, when he walked down the second shvil, he had forgotten that he had walked down the first shvil. So again, he walked down the first shvil. Right, I mean, all these chevra in the first 20 blot of Shavuos are having some sort of amnesia, right? I mean, that goes without saying. We don't have to wait for your test on the days, the chab, that, right? These chevra need to sober up a little bit. But the bottom line is that this person went down the first shvil, and then he went down the second shvil, but Grada, when he's walking down the second shvil, he had forgotten that he had walked down the first shvil, and then he entered the Beis HaMikdash. Here's the point. When he enters the Beis HaMikdash, he remembers that he walked down the second shvil. He doesn't remember that he walked down the first shvil. Okay. The Havale Miktsas Yediya. So it comes out the Yediya, which you have to have in order to be Chayiv Karban Oil of a Yoyreit, is not a Fartig Yediya. It's only a Miktsas Yediya. Why is it a Miktsas Yediya? Because it's a Yediya on one of the two things that he did for which it would be determined that this person is going to be Vaday Tameh. Ubahokam Miflegi, and this is the Machloikis, the way Rashi explains, this is the Machloikis, the Tanakama Libid Rab Shimon and Rab Shimon ben Yehuda Libid Rab Shimon. Now it's true for the Tanakama also, but the entire cheshbon that the Gemara is about to speak out now is really more true in the Tanakama libid Rab Shimon and Rab Shimon ben Yehuda libid Rab Shimon. Either way, Tanakama sub, the Tanakama libid Rab Shimon holds Amrina miktsas yediyah kechol yediyah, that a miktsas yediyah is treated like a chol yediyah for Rab Shimon ben Yehuda libid Rab Shimon sub, Amrina miktsas yediyah kechol yediyah, that we don't treat a miktsas yediyah kechol yediyah. In other words, this yediyah that the person had was only a miktsas yediyah. And being that it's only a miktsas yediyah, al zeh anu dana right now. Is a miktsas yediyah considered a yediyah, or is a miktsas yediyah not considered a yediyah? The Tanakhama holds Amrina miktsas yediyah kechol yediyah, whereas Rav Shimon ben Yehuda libid Rav Shimon holds that you don't say that a miktsas yediyah is kechol yediyah. Now there's a long Rashi over here. Tibra masl Tanakhama sova v'chulu, which is very negay and pshat tov in the Gemara. We'll just speak out the Rashi. And really, it makes this Teretz of the Gemara a little more dachistic than maybe you would sound. And that is because Reb Shimon, even the Tanakhama libid Reb Shimon is moided that in the second case you're going to be potter. Why are you going to be potter in the second case? In the second case there was a mamonav shach, right? You walked down the first shvil, then you entered the Beis HaMikdash. Then you were metayer yourself, you walked down the second shvil, and you entered the Beis HaMikdash. Mamonav shach, either the first time you entered the Beis HaMikdash or the second time you entered the Beis HaMikdash, you violated Tumas Mikdash V'Gadashav. So why is the Halacha not going to be Chayiv Karban Oila V'yoyre? Now, you'll tell me, I don't know, maybe it's like some sort of miktsas, right? But you're telling me now that Tanakhama de Rab Shimon holds miktsas yediyah shma yediyah, right? When we edited the first case of the Braisa, we narrowed the gap between what the two cases are. In the first case, you walked down both shvilim before you entered the Beis HaMikdash, but as it relates to yediyah, you only knew about the second shvil when you entered the Beis HaMikdash. In the second case, you had entered one shvil, and then entered the Beis HaMikdash, entered the second shvil, and then entered the Beis HaMikdash, so that when you entered the Beis HaMikdash each time, you only knew about one shvil that you had entered. It's very, very similar, right? Again, the cases are similar to begin with. They're different. But now that we're saying this akimta, which is that when you walk down the second shvil, you didn't even remember the fact that you had walked down the first shvil. So mitzad yediyah shabay al kapanim, when you enter the Beis HaMikdash, in the first case, you only have a yediyah of one of the shvilim. Just like in the second case, when you enter the Beis HaMikdash the first time and the second time, you only have a yediyah of one of the times that you had entered the shvil, because there was actually a hefzik in between the two. You entered one shvil, entered the Beis HaMikdash, you entered another shvil, and entered the Beis HaMikdash. Now, okay, so the difference between the two cases were just narrowed a little bit. But this is where it gets a little bit tricky. Where it gets a little bit tricky is that the Gemara said that the Hezber in the Tanakhama libid Rav Shimon and the Svaras HaMachlokes between the Tanakhama libid Rav Shimon and Rav Shimon Yehuda libid Rav Shimon is really in the halacha of the Yediyah B'Tchila that is different in the uniqueness of this case. And the way Shespil Tzachos is that the Tanakhama holds that the Yediyah B'Tchila, when you forgot that you walked down the first shvil, in the second case,
is still a yediyah because mixes yediyah is shma yediyah. Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, Rav Shimon knows mixes yediyah is lo shma yediyah. But the point is, Tanakama, Rav Shimon knows that a mixes yediyah is shma yediyah. If a mixes yediyah is shma yediyah, and forget, that's where he's dinging sech with Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, Rav Shimon. He holds mixes yediyah is not a yediyah. I hold mixes yediyah is a yediyah. So then, why should the second case then be different? The second case is also a mixes yediyah. So if the Tana Kama Libid Rav Shimon holds mixes yediyah shma yediyah, not like Rav Shimon ben Yehuda Libid Rav Shimon, so then why is he moided to Rav Shimon ben Yehuda Libid Rav Shimon that Rav Shimon holds in the second case, which L'chayr you would think is a mixes yediyah, is not going to be considered yediyah? So Rashi says the answer is that mixes yediyah l'chud and sofik yediyah l'chud. That's the nafkamina. In the first case, it's a mixas yediyah. In the second case, it's a suffic yediyah. It's a very, very nuanced difference. The difference is, in the first case, if the person would know everything he could know, I mean, if he would remember, he would be a mindful person. He would remember, I walked down Dishville and I walked down Datchville. So he would know he's vaday tameh, and it would be a proper tumah for the laws of tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. Being that it would be a proper yediyah, right? It would be a proper yediyah, even though now he only remembers half of it, but he has a mixas of a proper yediyah and a mixas of a proper yediyah, shma yediyah. That's what it means, mixas yediyah, shma yediyah. In the second case, even if he would know everything there was to know before he entered the Beis HaMikdash, but at the same time, all he is able to know is that it could be that I was tamei. The first time maybe I was tamei, and the second time maybe I was tamei. Right? Now, Mamon of Shach, either the first time or the second time he entered the Beis HaMikdash, and that's true, Mitzad the Mamon of Shach Shabbat. But there's a Yediyah problem over here. You have to have Yediyah. We'll recap this in a second. There's a Yediyah part over here you have to have in order to be Chayev for the Karbon Oil Yared, right? In order to be Chayev for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. And the Yediyah is a problem, because each Yediyah is a Safik Yediyah. And a Safik Yediyah is Loishma Yediyah. So Mikzas of a Vada Yediyah is Shma Yediyah. A Besafik Yediyah is Loishma Yediyah. Those are Grash. Again, it's very Dachistic. But that is what the Chiluk is. And the emphasis is like this. The emes is that it just brings to light a little bit better what's going on in this braisa. Because the emes is like this, in both cases of the braisa, there's a mamon of shach, which is the aside of the sheet of the Tanakama. In the first case, you walk down the first shul, secondly, enter the Beis HaMikdash. Mamon of shach, you would tell me, what's the problem? Even in the second case, you walk down the first shul, enter the Beis HaMikdash, good, you immatire yourself. You walk down the secondly, enter the Beis HaMikdash, mamon of shach. There's a mamon of shach in case one, there's a mamon of shach in case two. And really, the issue over here is nothing to do with the mamon of shach is right. Mamon of shach works in lumdis, right? It works first Seder, and it works in sugis also. There's no question mamon of shach works. So why is this even a nidin? Why is this even happening? It's because there's a yediyah issue over here. Because the only time you chayiv is when there's a yediyah. And the question is, can I use the mamon of shach for the yediyah? Yediyah means I have to have this cognizant piece of knowledge over here in order for there to be shaykh to bring a carbon oil of a yard. The first case, la'acha rov is a kimto, is a case of miktsas yediyah. The second case is a case of suffic yediyah. And that's the noise in the braisa. The noise in the braisa is not, did you come in contact with Tumah Mamon? Especially you came in contact with Tumah. It's a regular Mamon. The cases are obvious. This is a Yediyah Sugya. It's a Sugya in terms of understanding the Yediyah. What's unique about the first case, again, Noch Rav is a Kimta. Did it have a meaning of the Gemara is bit me up. Has no havana. But after Rav is a kimta, it's a sugya of miktsas yediyah. The second case is a sugya of suffic yediyah. And that's mamash tol machloikus over here. Tanakama holds that miktsas yediyah, suffic yediyah. Again, we'll see more about the Tanakama in a second. But miktsas yediyah, suffic yediyah, right? First glance, where we're holding now. Rav Shimon, the Tanakama, Libid Rav Shimon says miktsas yediyah, yes, yeah, suffic yediyah, no. And Rav Shimon Yehuda, Libid Rav Shimon holds that miktsas yediyah is not a yediyah, and suffic yediyah is not a yediyah. It's all coming back to one of the major themes of the first 20 blot of the Masechta, and that is Yediyah Satoma. That's what it boils down to. We know the Mamon of Shach. Adin Yediyah, for a regular carbon chatas, you're not having this conversation. Right, that was Rabbi Eliezer's Mamon of Shach. Those were Mamish's words. Chelav Ochal, Noiser Ochal, Shabbos Chilo, Yom Kippur Chilo, Ishtay Nidabal, Achoysebo. It's all the same. And Echanami, in both of these cases of the Shnei Shvilim, that's exactly what's going on over here. But being that there's Adin Yediyah Betchilo, and this person's a Shtikofa planted, that's that's where the sugya becomes all verplanted. Because then you have a sugya, mixes idea, right? We're poshet feeding off this guy's energy. He's all verplanted and he's, right, bestowing it upon us. But the bottom line is, that's what's going on over here. Let's just see a little line, a few lines of Gemara innovating. Tanakama Sava. The Tanakama holds that what? Again, this is the Tanakama, Liba de Reb Shimon, the way Rashi explained it. Amina mixes idea, k'chol yedir. Reb Shimon Tzava, loy amina mixes idea, k'chol yedir. Moving back to the price, holach berishoin. If the person went down the first path, v'nichnas, he's of the shana of the tavah. Chazav holach b'shein v'nichnas chayev. V'Rab Shimon poter. Rab Shimon holds you're going to be potter, right? Why does Rab Shimon hold you're going to be potter? Because it's a safik idea, right? So even though the Tanakama lib the Rab Shimon holds that what that mixes idea shma idea, but safik idea ready, nah, right? Kal v'chaim Rab Shimon Yehuda lib the Rab Shimon holds that. So who's the kasha going to be on now? Who do we have to understand? The Tanakama. V'amai chayiv. Why you chayiv? Safik yediyahu. It's a safik yediyah. So bishlami the Tanakama. Even nochrov as they came to those mixed yediyah, shma yediyah. But isn't this a safik yediyah? So what about that? Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, kan asu safik yediyah ki yediyah. Rabbi Yochanan said, yeah, the Tanakama is what we mentioned a minute ago. The Tanakama holds mixed yediyah, shma yediyah. And the Tanakama holds that safik yediyah, shma yediyah. As well, as if to say, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yochanan. Right, what are the three sheets? Tanakama holds mixi diya shma yediya, safi diya shma yediya. Tanakama lead Rabbi Shimon holds mixi diya shma yediya, safi diya loy shma yediya. Shimon Yudal Rabbi Shimon holds mixi diya loy shma yediya, safi diya loy shma yediya. But that's posh, right? That's the way we explained it. We went out with sheetas Rabbi Yochanan. Shlokish Amar, Shlokish said a different teretz. Shlokish said a very easy teretz. He said, you're right. Safi diya loy shma yediya. So if that's the case, how could the Tanakama hold in the second case where it's a Safik Yediyah, the Alach is going to be Chayv Oilav Yoritz? He said, Hamani Rabbi Shmuel. It's going to be Rabbi Shmuel. The Amad Loi Be'inon Yediyah B'tchil. Remember Rabbi Shmuel? We saw Rabbi Shmuel fleetingly a few times already in the Mishnah. Again, everything's coming together, right? Hamani Rabbi Shmuel, you don't need Yediyah B'tchil. Meaning, Enochanami, if you would need Yediyah B'tchil, Safik Yediyah Loi Shmuel. Nixas Yediyah, I can make work. Safik Yediyah, I can make work. But the Teretz is Hamani Rabbi Shmuel. That means I'll leave it to Reish Lakish. The way the Brisa sets itself up is a little bit differently. I'll leave it to Reish Lakish. The Tanakama is Rabbi Yishmael. Well, you don't need Yediyah B'tchila. If you don't need Yediyah B'tchila, first case Chayiv, second case Chayiv, it's very easy. Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold like Rabbi Yishmael. He holds like the Shitas HaChachamim and the Masechta Shvuos that you do need Yediyah B'tchila. There's Machlokes Tanakama Alib the Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Alib the Rabbi Shimon with regards to one Nakuda, and that is Mixas Yediyah, Shma Yediyah, Loi Shma Yediyah. That's Pashat, that's Sufik Yediyah, Loi Shma Yediyah. The shaila is, what about mixas yediyah? That is the machlokes. But we're not finished. Talk to Gemara. Rami, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan. The Rami, the Reish Lakish, Adi Reish Lakish. So we just said the Rabbi Yochanan said, what's pshat in the first sheet of the Tanakama in this braisa? The Tanakama holds that asu safik yediyah ki yediyah. Reish Lakish said, no, that's not pshat in the Tanakama. It's not asu safik yediyah ki yediyah. It's Hamani Rabbi Shmuel. He pulled Rabbi Shmuel out of his pocket, right? Throughout this Masechta, there's always that Rabbi Shmuel card that you could pull out of your pocket. Who else? Oh, you don't even need Yediyah B'tchila. Can get you out of some jams, right? So this is what he used. He said, oh, Rabbi Shmuel, right? And as a result, we can get out. So says the Gemara, L'chayra, we have a stira in Rabbi Yochanan, and we have a stira in Reish Lakish. So just one tiny introduction to this last leg of the sugya, mamish, last leg of 20 blot. And that is, Asham Tali. When does a person bring an Asham Tali? If he has a suffix, whether or not he's Chayiv Chatas, the halacha is, he has to bring an asham tali, right? So again, if somebody would eat chaylev b'shoigig, he would bring a chatas. Why? Because if somebody would eat chaylev b'meis, it would be chayev karas. What if someone has a suffix if he ate chaylev? You have to bring an asham tali. Now, we're not learning the sugis of asham and tali. Like, what's the chakira, how you do it? It's sugis and shas, right? Not chakira as in Rosh Hashiva, the chakira. But, you know, what type of suffix? Is it, if I had once piece of meat in front of me, I don't know if it's chaylev shuman, or does it have to be there were two pieces of meat, so I know for sure there's chaylev here, I just don't know if I ate the chaylev or I ate the shuman. We don't have to get involved in all that. But the bottom line is, the concept of Asham Tali is, where you have a suffix, whether or not you are chayv to bring a carbon chatos, the halacha is you bring an Asham Tali. The second piece of information that we just have to chazer,
before the daf. This is something we spoke about yesterday, and that is that when it comes to chatois, so the halacha is that yediyos amechalkos, right? So if somebody would eat chelav b'shoigig, and he sits down and eats a whole chelav sandwich, and in that chelav sandwich he ate 10 kezesim, right? So how many chatois would he have to bring? Would he bring one or would he bring 10? So what it depends on is, was there any yediyah be'emtza? Meaning, if there was a yediyah between kezesim, then I'll call kezayas for kezayas. He would have to bring a carbon chatas. If, however, it was one big halama, then you would only bring one chatas. Either way, what the Gemara is going to bring now is a braisa that seems to be discussing yediyos being mechalek for ashim talis. That seems to be what's going on. So we have the concept of ashim tali. We know that there's an idea of yediyos mechalkos as it relates to the chatas. What about as it relates to the Ashim Tali? That's the high-level background of what's about to go down. If somebody ate a Safik Chelev, v'noida, and he was made aware, that he ate a Safik Chelev. Safik Chelev. Again, he ate Safik Chelev, v'noida, and he was made aware of what he had just done. Rabbi Yemi, Rabbi says, k'shem sh'mevi chatos al kol achad ve'echad, kach mevi Ashim Tali al kol echad ve'echad. Just like you would bring a chatas al kol echad ve'echad, so too you're going to bring an ashim tali al kol echad ve'echad. Now, what does this mean? So that's going to be the whole Gemara. The Gemara is going to be machlokes Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish to understand pashim shad in what this means. Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, Reb Elazar Reb Shimon Amru, Mishum Reb Shimon the name of Reb Shimon, Enei Mevi Elo ashim tali echad. No, in this case, even though you were noida in between, you're only going to bring one ashim tali. Shenema, because the pasuk says al shigagasei asher shagag. It's like a very wordy pasuk. Hatayru ripsa shkagois harbe. The Ashim Tali Yechad. I mean, it's talking about the Ashim Tali, and it says you bring it al shigagasei asher shagag. Sounds like you did like 19 things wrong, and afilu hachi, you're only bringing one Ashim Tali. Hatayr ripsa shagagais harbe for Ashim Tali Yechad, says the Gemara. So what did Rabbi mean? Rabbi Yoimer, k'shem shemevi chatos al kol echad ve'echad, kach mevi Ashim Tali al kol echad ve'echad. Amr Ishlokish, what Ishlokish said, kan shana Rabbi, yediyois sfeikois, mischalkois le chatois. That yediyos of sveikos are mischalkos lechatois. Let's read Rashi inside. Dibra maschol kan shana Rebbe yediyos safik mischalkos lechatois. V'achak kama Rebbe. This is what Rebbe meant to say. V'kishe yivada leila achas man shechelev haya. When this person's going to find out later that what he ate was chelev, meaning if somebody has a safik if he ate chelev ashumen. So you bring an Ashim Tali. What happens if you find out later that you ate Chalif? Even if you brought the Ashim Tali, you still have to bring a Karban Chatas, right? So, says Reish Lakish, what Rebbe was saying was, that if this guy's going to find out later that what he ate was Chalif, Yavi Chatas al kol echad ve'echad. Then you're going to bring a Chatas al kol echad ve'echad. She yediyah sofik shehoysolo ben tayin, because the yediyah sofik that he had ben tayin, Michal Kosson, is mechalik them the loy nahavi shnei zeisi chelav behelam echad, that it shouldn't be considered shnei zeisi chelav behelam echad. Again, what happened? This person ate a safik chelav safik shumen, and he was noidaloy what he had done, and then he did it again, and he was noidaloy what he had done. Says Rebbe that the halacha is kishem shemevi chatos al kol echad ve'echad, kach mevi ashim tali al kol echad ve'echad. Says Rish Lakish, what does Rebbe mean to say? What Rebbe means to say is that if later he's going to find out that he vadai had eaten chelav, I mean this whole sandwich that he ate was taka a chelav sandwich, then the yediyos that he had in between are going to be mechalik, and it's going to be mechayiv you a different chatas for every kezayis that you ate, right? Because the yediyah that you had, that I just ate a sofik chelav sofik shuman, that in and of itself is going to be considered a yediyah for the chatos that you may be chayev later in the event that you're going to find out that what you had eaten was a problem. Kach kolz man shaloi noidaloi shehin vadei chelav. Now, the same is true, says Rebbe, right now when you don't know yet that you ate vadei chelav, el sofik chelav, maybe yashem tali, al kol achas vachas. In other words, what Rebbe is saying is that if a person ate Suffolk, and then he was noidaloi. Noidaloi that it was a Suffolk. And then he ate Suffolk, and it was noidaloi that it was a Suffolk. He ate Suffolk, it was noidaloi, it was a Suffolk. You're going to bring an Ashim Tali, I'll call you Yediyah. Why? So Rebbe explained himself. Kishem shemevi chatas al kol echad ve'echad, mevi Ashim Tali al kol echad ve'echad. Zokri Shokish, what does that mean? That just like if
later you would find out that what you had eaten was not a suffix, it was a vadai, meaning you'll be punished at the suffix. You would have to make a chatas for every achila, because the noidaloi is mechalik for the chatas that you may be chayav later. So too, the noidaloi is mechalik for the ashav toli right now, and that's why Rebbe Shita is, in contrast to the Shita of Reb Shimon, that you're going to have to bring a ashav toli for every single yediyah that you had. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan had a different shot in Rabbi. He said, "Kishem shiyadiyah is vaday ba'alma mischalkos lechatois, kach yadiyah is sofik mischalkos la'ashamos." Really, that's not what Rabbi was saying. Rabbi didn't mean to say that this noidaloi right now, if later you're going to find out you were chayv chatos, would be mechalik different chatois. What he meant to say was, there's a musik of yadiyah is mechalkos lechatos, so there's a musik of yadiyah is mechalkos, as it relates to an Hashem Tali. What's yadiyah is mechalkos lechatos? You found out for sure that you did something wrong. What's the idea? Mechalkes Hashem Tali. You found out that you ate something that's a suffix wrong. Because Chatas is brought ala vaday and Hashem Tali is brought ala a suffix. Again, let's get this clear. We have a machloikis Rebbe and Reb Shimon with regards to somebody that ate suffix chelev, suffix shuman. And it was noidaloi that he ate suffix chelev, suffix shuman. And then again, he ate suffix chelev, suffix shuman, and it was noidaloi. Rebbe says you're going to be chayiv oshem toli for every achila that you had, and he said a shtickle teir. Kishim shemevi chatas al kol echad ve'echad, kach mevi oshem toli al kol echad ve'echad. Reb Shimon Yehuda, Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon both send the name. Reb Shimon, you only bring one oshem. It's based on a pasuk al shigagosi ashashogag. Even if there's shigagos harbe, it's oshem toli echad. You only bring one oshem toli. The shayla was, what did Rebbe mean when he explained his sheet? He doesn't hold it a drasha, but what did Rebbe mean when he explained his sheet? And that is that you're going to bring a oshem toli for every single achila because it was noidaloi ba'emtz. And he based it on a shtickle Torah. Kishem shemevi chatas al kol echad ve'echad, kach mevi yoshem toli al kol echad ve'echad. It was machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Usually Rabbi Yochanan comes first. Here Reish Lakish came first. Reish Lakish said, "Kan shana Rebbe yediyo sfeikos mischalkos lechatos." What Rebbe meant to say was that if you would find out later that what you ate was chaylev, you would have to bring a chatas. The noidaloi pe'emtza would be mechayev you a chatas for every yediyo. So if this yediyo is mechalik for chatos, then it's also going to be mechalik for Hashem. It's like Azamigo. If it's mechalik for the Chatois, it's also going to be mechalik for the Hashem Tali. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, this Yediyah is not mechalik for Chatois if you found out later the way you ate was Chela. Because this Yediyah is a Yediyah Sofik. How's it being mechalik for Chatois? Chatois, you bring out a Vada, you would have to have a Yediyah's Vada to be mechalik for a Chatos. What then does Rebbe mean? He means that just like when it comes to a regular chatas, a yediyah's vaday is mechalik, so too when it comes to an ashem toli, it makes sense that a yediyah's suffix would be mechalik. So again, what Rebbe's saying, the halach of Rebbe is the same, that for every yediyah you chayev anu ashem toli, every yediyah's suffix you chayev anu ashem toli. The machloek is Rebbe Yechon Rishlokish is in Rebbe Shtickle Torah. His Shtickle Torah is kishem, kishem, shemevi chatas al kol echad ve'echad, kach mevi ashem toli al kol echad ve'echad. And the question is, does it mean that if you would find out that for this achilo you chayv achatos, every yediyah would have been mechalik? Or does it mean in a regular case, just a regular normal case, every yediyah would be mechalik for chatos? Reish Lakish says it means this, and Rabbi Yochanan says it doesn't mean this. What is the Yisoid HaShitas Reish Lakish? He explains, Kan Shana Rebbe, yediyah is fekos mechalkos achatos. Forget, Rebbe's saying a huge vart. In addition to his chiddush that he's saying in Hashem Tali, he's saying a chiddush in Chatos as well. What's his chiddush in Hashem Tali? Yechayiv, the yediyah is a mechalik when it comes to Hashem Tali. Not like Reb Shimon. What's his chiddush in saying in Chatos? That a yediyah suffik is mechalik. In the kishem, hareza bo lelameid v'nim tzolameid, right? You see in the mussel a whole nother halacha. And that is kan shana Rebbe, that yediyah is a mechalikus. Rabbi Yochanan didn't learn that way. Rabbi Yochanan said no. What he meant to say was kishem she yediyah is vaday ba'alma. In other words, there seems to be a machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, which is at the core of their machloikis. I don't understand Rabbi in this braisa regarding Hashem Tali, whether or not a yediyah suffik is mechalik le'inyin chatos, or it's not mechalik le'inyin chatos. Reish Lakish seems to hold yediyah suffik is mechalik, whereas Rabbi Yochanan seems to hold that yediyah suffik is not mechalik.
What's the kasha? V'rami de Rabbi Yochanan ad Rabbi Yochanan. V'rami de Reish Lakish ad Reish Lakish. How so? Because we had a machloikis Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. How to understand the Tanakhama of our Braisa of the Shnei Shfilim regarding the carbon oil of Yoyret. The Tanakhama seemed to suggest that a Yodia Sofik is considered a Yodia Betchila as it relates to the laws of carbon oil of Yoyret. And the Gemara said, how could it be? It's a Sofik Yodia here. What's going on over here? So what did Rabbi Yochanan say? Kan asu safi yediyah ki yediyah. No, a safi yediyah is considered a yediyah. Rish Lakish couldn't hear that a safi yediyah is considered a yediyah. Ad kedekachi, pull that to Rabbi Yishmael card. He said, Hamani Rabbi Yishmael. So Rabbi Yochanan, in the sugya of Shei Shvilim of Karban Oil V'Yair, it seems to subscribe to the musig of a safi yediyah being considered a yediyah, whereas Rish Lakish can't hear from it. Yet, when it comes to the sugya of Sofik Yediya regarding the Chatos, it's Punk Faket. There, Rish Lakish is the one that said, Kan Shana Rebbe. Right, Rebbe taught us over here the halach of Yediya Sveikis Meschalkis Chatos. And Rabbi Yochanan said, no way, it's not what Rebbe meant. So, L'chayr V'Rami, the Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbi Yochanan, V'Rami, the Rish Lakish, the Rish Lakish. Now, to be clear, it's not the same Yediya, right? In our sugya, we're dealing the yediyah betchila, that very unique yediyah that's negated, the sugyas of carbon oil of a yard, right? You see, Rabbi Shmuel doesn't even hold of this yediyah. There, we're handling the yediyah of carbon chatos, that's mechalik, but al kaponim, in shem yediyah, is a suffic yediyah, or yediyah, meaning, I know, but on my side, I can't know because it's a suffic, right? I know everything there's to know in a way, but it's a suffic, right? Suffic yediyah, is that a yediyah or is that not a yediyah? So the Gemara Cheshman is like this, right? So it's a stira. But the Gemara immediately jumps and it says, Bishlaim et Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, like Kasha. Bishlaim et to ask a stira, Rabbi Yochanan, I don't know if it's a stira. Why not kan asu? V'loi b'chala teira kula asu. Meaning, what was Rabbi Yochanan's lashon? Rabbi Yochanan said, "Kan also suffik yediyah ki yediyah." So the Gemara says, maybe we can make a diak over here. Kan davka over here. Kan also of v'loy b'chala tayrakula also. Now, what would be the svara? So the Gemara says, like a shmak svara, everything's crashing together. Hachahu the like sivi yediyah behedya. When it comes to the halacha of yediyah satoma, when we're dealing with the yediyah betchila, it really doesn't say yediyah mefurish. What does it say? It says v'nelam. Right? Vinelam twice, and from there I learn Yediyah Betchil Yediyah V'Sayf. But it doesn't say the word Yediyah. What it says is Vinelam. And being that it's me Vinelam who the Ka'asi, so maybe there, a Yediyah Sufik is Al Koponim, not Vinelam. Right? It doesn't say you have to have Yediyah, it says that it can't be Vinelam. Michal, that there has to be a Yediyah. But Hamia, being that the Mekar is from the word vanilla, so maybe Yediyah Sofik is enough for that. But it could be called Terekula, Yediyah Sofik is not considered Yediyah. By the Karmen Chatas, that's when it's called Terekula. By the Karmen Chatas, it says, we had this passing at the beginning of the Daf. And from there we learn Yediyah Malia Sabina, you have to have a proper Yediyah. So the Gemara says, as it relates to Verami Ad Rabbi Yechan, Rabbi Yechan, why? By Karmen Olav Yerdi, Hell, Sofik Yediyah is Yediyah, but when it comes to the Chatas, it's not Yediyah, it could be very Geshmak. First of all, let's be Medaik, Rabbi Yechan's Losh, and Kan, also Sofik Yediyah. And there's as far away to be kanos of Sofik Yediyah, because over here it doesn't say anywhere the other. All it says is vanilla. Over there it says ayhoida. So it could be the standard of ayhoida is greater than the standard of vanilla. Elul Reish Lakish, but as it relates to Reish Lakish, Tain is the Gemara. Ah, the Moikim like Rabbi Yishmael, Nuk Makarabi. Rabbi Reish Lakish holds that even by Chatas, even where it says Ayhoida, where the Torah says Mefurish Yediyah, Yediyah Sofik Shma Yediyah. So then Kal V'Chaymer, when it comes to Yediyah Betchila, as it relates to the Sugya Vayil V'Yayir, where all it says is Vanelam Yediyah Sofik should be Yediyah. So why did Rabbi Shlokish have to be matchik and say that the price is going according to that one das yachid Rabbi Shmuel? Ah, the moikum like Rabbi Shmuel, nuk moke Rabbi. And by the way, right, Rabbi is the tan of that price who holds a salacha. It would seem to be a more glatta mahalach in terms of making an akimt and a price. And for the Gemara, you want to know why Rabbi Shlokish did this? Hakam mashmalan, the Rabbi Yishmael loy boy yediyah betchila. He wanted us to know, who holds that you don't have to have a Yediyah Betchila. If you go back to the first time the Gemara brought Shitas Rabbi Yishmael, which was on Daf Tes Amud Aleph, so the Gemara said, the Rabbi Yishmael, Dama Imba Yediyah Betchila V'yeshba Yediyah Besayv. And he looked in the Rishonim, like, where's the Makar to this whole Rabbi Yishmael? So it seems like there was this maybe floating around Shitas Rabbi Yishmael, and Rish Lakish wanted the Olam to know, and he wanted us to know that, and he thought this was a good opportunity. Meaning he knew there's another way to be making this price. He didn't have to be making this price, I'll leave it to Rabbi Shmuel. But this was
his way of letting the world know, you should know, it's not his only way out. He could have learned like Rabbi Yochanan. Kavu Chaimi could have learned like Rabbi Yochanan. He subscribes to the Svar of Yediyah Sofik even more than Rabbi Yochanan does. But he wanted the Olam to know that there's a Shitas Rabbi Shmuel who's like Bay Yediyah B'tchil. But the Gemara says, Pshita the Leibay. Isn't it Pashit that Rabbi Shmuel doesn't hold that you need Yediyah B'tchil? Why? Why is it Pashit? Because what is the makar to Yediyah B'tchila? It says Vanela Vanela. Rabbi Shmuel already darshan Vanela Vanela. Right? It's the last words of the Mishnah on Daf Yudal on the base. What did Rabbi Shmuel do with Vanela Vanela? He used it to teach me that Yechayev for Helim Toma and Yechayev for Helim Mikdash. So Rabbi Shmuel already darshan the words Vehelim Vehelim. So it's back of the envelope arithmetic. I don't need Rabbi Yishlokish to tell me that Rabbi Shmuel holds you don't need Yediyah B'tchila. In the math, it works out the way the Mara says, true. But not true. I would have thought it's true he doesn't have a pasuk for it. Maybe he had some sort of mesira. Kamash malon. That's what Rish Lakish wanted us to know. And if Rish Lakish wanted to be making the braisa in the same way Rabbi Yochanan did, he absolutely could have. He wanted to teach us bederech agav that you should know sheet this Rabbi Shmuel is not like the whole first part of the mesecta. That for the carbon oil of a yoreid, you don't have to have a yediyah betchila. Even if there's no yediyah betchila, there's yediyah besoid. Still, the halach is being a carbon oil of yard, which, by the way, if you remember, it chap nafkaminas in terms of all the seirim that were brought with the musafin, exactly how they are going to be mechaper. Because kipshut, if there's no yediyah betchila and there is yediyah besayif, it was the sar hanasa befnim that was mechaper. But either way, on that note, hadron halach yediyah satuma, and it's not just hadron halach yediyah satuma; it's really hadron halach, the first 18 blot, right, starts bays and goes through Yutes on the bays of the Sechta, Be'ezer Hashem. Tomorrow we are going to start Masechta Shavuos for real, right? This time it's for real. We're starting Masechta Shavuos, right? The next Mishnah begins, Shavuos Shtayin Shein Arba, and really from here until the end of the Masechta, we're going to start getting involved in oaths, different types of oaths. But either way, this concludes the Kachem part of the Masechta, the Sugya of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh.